Tell me about that.
Well, we always had dishes. You know, plates and forks and knives, but not nice ones like they have, silverware and all that stuff like we have nowadays. But we always had plates to eat out of and dishes to put your food in and all like that.
Well,
had nice iron pots, which I love them yet. I have two or three of them. And I still like them to cook with them, you know, they cook so good.
You had your everyday dishes, and then you had your good, what?
We never, went a long time back, we didn't, but right now I have. I have a sideboard there, I mean a china closet there is full of nice dishes, forks and nice dishes and everything that I don't use, and I guess I won't ever use them unless somebody visits, you see, and nobody visits anymore. So that's it, but I have mine in the kitchen that I use for every day. I have my plates and dishes and everything that I need in the kitchen.
You ever see an egg made out of that? An egg?
Out of what?
China?
No. Yeah.
You ever see one of those?
I believe I did see some of them.
China?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they would use that for?
No, I don't. I don't.
Do you ever put one in a nest?
I did have a few of them, but you know what? The snakes would get them. You couldn't keep them.
What would they do?
They'd swallow them. And then they'd go off and die somewhere. They wouldn't live. They couldn't live. They'd get hung up in the fence somewhere. A lot of people found them hung in the fence, you know. And they'd die there. I had a few of those.
They'd go up to the nest and take the egg
and swallow it. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. You had to go out every morning and put you some nest eggs. Sometimes you go pick your eggs in the afternoon and put your hand right on the snake. That was pretty good.
I bet that was scary.
Woo, Lord. I'm scared to death of a snake, but you know we don't see any snakes anymore since we have armadillos.
Which is worse?
Well, now, I'ma tell you, I don't know. I asked that to myself, which is worse? Because you're scared to death of a snake, and we had plenty of bad snakes right around here.
But did you ever get snake?
No, there was none of us got snake bitten or anything. But we had those they called a rattlesnake, and the rattlesnake pilots and all that. And when the armadillos came around, well, they destroyed them. You very seldom see a snake around here now. Very seldom. But the armadillos is leaving, and I've heard a good many people say they've had snakes in their yard, you know.
The armadillos are leaving, huh?
The armadillos is going away. I don't know where they're going. They used to be awful little dig holes up under your fence and all. That's why I put this wire fence around my... And then I had to go ahead and put pickets under the wire fence so they couldn't dig under there. Ooh, they were awful, armadillos was.
What kind of bucket might you keep in your kitchen to throw scraps in for the pigs?
We had some kind of old bucket sometimes, but right now, I don't have any pigs or anything, and I keep me a big paper bag. And when that gets filled, well, I go out in the yard and I burn it. You know, I have a place in my backyard where I burn all that trash and all the limbs that fall off my pecan trees and all that. I have to pick up all that and bring it back there and burn it.
You don't have any animals at the house now?
Mm-mm. I don't even own a cat nor a dog and nothing.